Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Nun Gimel, the beginning of Sif Aleph. It's a very long Sif. Simen Reish Nun Gimel din kira v'sanur liteno leha kateros berav Shabbos. The halacha of a kira and tanur, they're both types of ovens, shaped a little different. Tanur is hotter than a kira. As far as putting pots on these appliances before Shabbos, Sif Aleph. Kira shiasuya kikadera. A kira is an oven shaped kind of like an oversized pot. V'shoyfsin al piha kader lamala. And you would place a pot on top of this stove. V'yeshba mokom shefisas shtei kaderes. There's room for two pots on top of this kira. Imhuska begefes. If you fuel it by putting inside gefes, shehi pesoilis shalzesim. Gefes is the sediment and waste product of squeezed olives, obe etzim, or if you would use wood, asur liten aleha tav shel mibayad yom. It would be forbidden to put a pot to cook food on top of this kira, erev Shabbos, l'hashoyis aleha, and leave it there into Shabbos. El im kein, unless, nispashal katsoko, the food was already fully cooked. V'hu mitzdamek, perish. Mitzdamek means holeich v'chaser. It shrinks, it gets less over time. Viralo, and it's troubling to him when it shrinks. Because if it's fully cooked, and if it continues to cook, it'll shrink and be worse off. We're not afraid he will stoke the coals to make it hotter. Oh, or another heter would be, shuhuchai. If instead of being fully cooked, it's raw. Shlodisbashal klal, it's not cooked at all. The kimon shuchai, since it's not cooked at all when you put it on the stove erev Shabbos, mesiach daita mimena. He takes his mind off of it entirely, ad lamacha, until the following day, because it won't be fit to eat Friday night, no matter what you do to it. So we're not afraid he'll stoke the coals, because it won't help. So he leaves it alone to slow cook until Shabbos day. Ubekol halayla yachol isbash lochitu. You could cook throughout the night without you stoking the coals, and it'll be fine. So we're not going to make a gezerah, don't do it Friday afternoon, because you may come to stoke the coals. You're not going to stoke the coals, because it'll cook fine without it. Let's stop here, see Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Aleph, V'shoiv sin al piha, you put on top of this kira a pot, gam b'sorcha yesh makom l'hamid kadir. There's actually room inside this stove to put a pot as well. U'mutr l'hashos b'mitztamik v'ralo, and you're allowed to leave it there if it continues to cook, it shrinks and is bad. The reason we discuss the pot on top of the kira is because you want to learn the halacha that is forbidden if it gets better the longer it cooks, even though it's on top and not inside the oven. If you are fueling it with gefes or etzim, mishum kolhani of the gechom. The thing with gefes and wood is that as it burns, it creates like coals. And therefore, we're concerned that you may stoke the coals, because you could not maintain a heat that stays constant. You can't maintain a constant heat in these stoves, so you have to constantly manipulate the embers and that which you're using to fuel it to keep your temperature up. Sifkon gimel sheep social zesim. Gefes is the unused portion of the squeezed olives. V'yesh omasam say duodim social shumshman. The same is true if you had the remnants of squeezed sesame. The gamhem bechal gefes and this gav mishnah. They're also included in the word gefes described in the mishnah. The chedakam mom b'simreishon zayin sif gimelin hatmana. We discuss this later. Simreishon zayin as far as insulating pots erev Shabbos. Sif katan dalt o be'etzim, or if you're fueling the stove with wood. This is also true with coals or manure from large animals, and that would also be used to fuel the ovens and the stove. And it would create like coals that we're concerned he may stoke them. He wants to put on top of this oven, on top of this stove, a pot. This halacha would be the same if the pot was already there. He has to take it off when it gets dark, if it wasn't fully cooked, or as it continues to cook, it gets better. He puts it on the pot, if you like to put it on the stove, before Shabbos starts. That means he wants to put it on there before sunset. He wants to leave it there, so you can use it that night, Friday night, and it'll be nice and hot. Sifkan Zayin, it's forbidden. Unless, Elam Kin is possible, unless it's fully cooked. Hainu, the Kimin Shiran is possible, Gami, since it's already fully cooked. Achim Tispasul Yoser Tistamik Lera, and then if it continues to cook, it begins to shrink, and it overcooks. Lo Chashid and Lo Chitu, we're not afraid, he'll stoke the coals. So the chachila, he can put that pot on the stovetop, Erev Shabbos. Sifkon ches, mistamek viralo. And as it continues to cook, it shrinks and gets worse. Perish. Kol dorosh adam otsev, kishyovesh v'nis kaves machas rof abishol. Mistamek viralo is referring to something that you're upset about. When it continues to cook, it dries up, it shrinks up because you cooked it too much. And the reverse is, if it's mistamik v'yafalo, min haynu shesameach mizeh, that the longer it cooks, the happier it is, because it's improved. The notes point out, what if you have a pot, and some of the contents are mistamik v'ralo, and some are mistamik v'yafalo? So it brings the Pima God and says, you go by the majority. You go by the majority. Now, what are the foods we're talking about? What's mistamik v'ralo? What's mistamik v'yafalo? So the Be'er Locha has a long discussion from the sugyo, and basically, fruits, figs, dates, grains are mistamik v'ralo. That gets worse the longer it cooks. It just cooks down and shrivels up. You can't eat it. Cabbage, beans, meat, mistamik v'yafalo. The longer that cooks, the better it tastes. Brings a shayla concerning eggs. He says, the mice eggs are mistamik v'yafalo. The longer they cook, the better they are. Hot water is mistamik v'ralo. The water will eventually diminish. You don't have any water left to cook out. So he goes through these things. So if it's something that improves with cooking longer, that's problematic. If it's something which is fully cooked and it gets ruined the longer you cook it, then we don't have a problem putting it on the stove Erev Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah of contest. Oshu chai. Another possibility is if it's totally raw. V'davka basur chai. This has to be referring to meat that is raw. There's no way. You can put it on the stove Friday afternoon and it'll be ready to eat Friday night. When you deal with vegetables or other things that cook rapidly, that doesn't help that it's raw, because it will be ready Friday night and now we're afraid he'll stoke the coals to help it along. Again, we refer later to a chaticha chaya, hainu gam ken bas, it's always referring to meat. Sifkon yud, shalon is pashel. Chai means it wasn't cooked at all. Perish, meaning to say, us shari litno samal chashkiya mamash, then it's permitted to put it on the stove right before sunset. Avlam nesano mibod yom, but let's say you put it up several hours before sunset. That's awesome. Tikvan is partial katsas kaidim Shabbos, because it is partially cooked before Shabbos starts. V'tzarech l'saleik kishigiyas man Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, you have to take it off the stove. Elam kain is partial katsako comes in, unless it's fully cooked by that time. Sifkan yir alef klal, it wasn't cooked at all. Hainu, dafilu hucham hatavshel, even though it may have got warm, nami mutu l'hashos, you'd still be allowed to leave it on there. V'lo gazun shem yechat, we're not afraid he may stoke the coals. Because it's not actually cooked yet, it's not partially cooked, and therefore that's still considered chai. This is the halacha by a wood-burning stove, and you're not manipulating the fire, so it's going to be a low flame, a low slow cook, and it'll cook into the next day. It's possible in modern times a slow cooker on low is the same thing. It will not be ready Friday night. But the poskim say that there are stoves and ovens that maintain a high temperature, you can definitely cook raw meat from Friday afternoon to Friday night. And this heter will not apply. The only thing that I think maybe would be applicable is the low temperature on a slow cooker. But on a stove and an oven today, the poskim say we cannot rely on this because we can maintain a high heat and it definitely will cook. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Aval im nispashal katsasval nispashal kartsarko, but if it's partially cooked but not fully cooked, again, his heter for Shia was only fully cooked or totally raw. But if it's in between, fafil nispashal kartsarko v'him istamik v'yafalo, or even if it is fully cooked, but the longer it cooks, the better it gets, chayshin an shem yichat, then we are afraid that he will manipulate the flame. For asur lahashhoyso alein is forbidden to leave the pot to cook into Shabbos, el im kein garaf, unless he shovels out the fuel. Dehainu shehotzi bimena kol gecholim. He has to remove from the kira all the embers, all the coals that are burning in there. If you remove the coals, there's no gezer shem yechata, because there's nothing to mechata. You took everything out. The oven clearly will maintain heat for a while. The heat from the fire before remains for a while. I don't know how long it's going to last, but it definitely serves a purpose in the meantime. But that way you can avoid the gezer shem yechata. Oh, there's another possibility, katan. He can cover it with ash. Dehainu, shekisa hagacholim be'efer lemat chumam. He covers all the coals in the stove with a layer of ash to minimize the heat. When you put ash over the embers, it will cool it down. If you actively do something to cool down the embers, we're not afraid that you'll come later and stoke them to heat them up. You're obviously showing they're not going to mechata. V'nasan b'chaticha chai, if you put a raw piece of meat in the pot, mutter kilo ha'isa kul chai, that's also a heter, as if the whole thing was raw. Da'edekach mesiach da'ayit imena, because by doing that, he has distracted himself from it. V'afilu ena grufa, even if you did not take out the coals, perisha, mashach ha'kol mi'etano, you didn't pull out all the coals from the oven. Uketuma, again, perisha, kisa kol ma'efer, covering the embers with ash. If you didn't do that, you didn't shovel out the coals, you didn't cover it with ash, mutter lismachal kedera b'sama chusla, you can always put a pot near the kira. Not in it, not above it, not on it, but next to it. That you can always do. We're not afraid, shem yechata. That we're not afraid, if it's not sitting on top of the kira. V'mhuska b'kash u'begavava. Now, if you're using straw, stubble, to heat this oven, then mutter l'shoysa, then you can for sure leave a pot on top. Even if you didn't remove the fuel and didn't cover with ash, because it doesn't create coals. When you burn straw, it just burns up and it's gone. So there's nothing to stoke, and that's why that's okay. The Ramah adds, shtei kiros hamatimo zo itzazo. What happens if you have two kiros that are fit, matching kiros, one next to the other? You have a layer, a wall of plaster or pottery between them. So one of them, you take out all the coals or cover them with ash, and the other one, you don't. You're allowed to leave your pot on the stove that had the fuel removed or covered with ash. Even though the one that still has its fuel source inside, the coals are still burning, will add heat to its neighboring kira. So you have two, remember, kira only holds two pots. So you have a fancy kitchen. You have two kiras, so you can have four pots, right? And you put your chicken soup on top of one, so you make sure to get all the coals out of that oven. But you keep the coals burning in the neighboring oven, right next to it. And that oven will give heat into the oven where your chicken soup is. The halacha is that's okay. We're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals of the neighboring oven to heat your chicken soup on top of the one that doesn't have the coals. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah.
Just before that, what would be a modern-day example of cleaning out the coals altogether?
Shutting the oven. Modern-day grufa is shutting the knob, closing off the gas, closing off the electric. You shut the fan. The modern-day ketuma is putting a blach. Covering the coals is putting on a blach. If it's partially cooked and you leave it on the stove, we're afraid you may come to stoke the coals. Why? Lamar bishulo, to hurry the cooking. Because you want to eat it that night. Or because you know the longer it cooks, the better it tastes. So that's a gezeira. You can't do that. You cannot leave, again, the chabas shita is, you cannot leave, even it's machlam and the soy. You cannot leave it cooking from Friday afternoon into Friday night, if it's only partially cooked. The gezeir shem yechata. Sifkan yigimel, unless you take out the coals. Shehotzi mena chutzakir, you take out of the kir the coals. Umotu b'zeh, that'll be okay. V'chein b'chatam, or if you were to cover with ash, then even if it's only partially cooked, that doesn't bother us, because the whole gezeir shem yechata, there's no concern of shem yechata if you remove the coals or cover them with ash. Sifkan yudal shekisa hagecholim, you cover the coals with ash, hainu kol hagecholim, That means all of the coals are covered in ash. You don't have to bury it in ash that you don't even notice there was ever a flame. Rock bekisu efer kol, a very thin cover of ash, lemelmala apneim, above and on top side is enough. Vafilu huva ra'achach, even though it'll continue to burn. Shari, that's okay. Od amar sham. Further we say over there, that filu ha'yig ha'cholim shal roysim she'en ma'an lehi kavos, even if you're using coals, embers of rosem wood, rosem wood does not extinguish very quickly. It burns a long time. It doesn't make a difference. Gam ken shari, the halacha doesn't change. If you cover it with ash, that's fine. Vatam b'chol zeh, the reason for all this is, kiven de gila daito de lo boile gecholim, since he's showing that he doesn't want the coals by covering with ash, sagi, that is sufficient to avoid the gezerah. The bevad elo osi lechatuya, the chacham, we're not afraid that he'll stoke the coals if he covers it with ash. Od isa, further we learn the gecholim she'omamu, coals that are smoldering, hainu she'huchshach ketsas marison, they've turned dark, hari hein kiketuma, they're the equivalent of covered with ash. For time, the reason is, the kimus lo chashash labo son shlo yu'umamu, since he wasn't careful to keep adding air to blow on it, to keep them from smoldering. You see, he doesn't care about stoking the coals. So basically, he's letting it go out. So at that point, we don't concern ourselves that he may stoke the coals. Sifkar tezof, mutal ismochla. In the case when you may not do shahia, because it's not gar for katum, you're still allowed to put a pot next to it. Yesh, I mean, some say, this allowance is only if you place it next to the kira Friday afternoon to leave it there when it gets dark. But to put it back on Shabbos to that spot would be usur, even if it's just next to it. Only according to the second opinion that we're going to bring at the end of the paragraph, at the end of the sif, would it be mutter to return it? Based on the conditions we describe in Sif Beis. But many achronim disagree with this strict view. They hold that to return it to the position, not on the stove, but next to the stove, is mutter according to everybody. Even to put it there initially on Shabbos would be okay. As long as the pot of food is still hot, and fully cooked. Look later what the Ramo writes about this at the end of the Simon and the Be'er Halacha over there. We're concerned about a gezeirah of Shem Yechateh, but of course you can't cook on Shabbos. So that's what he's saying. If you had a pot that wasn't cooked and you want to put it near a hot stove, that's awesome. Yeah. Forget Shem Yechateh. You're going to cook on Shabbos. You can't cook on Shabbos. We're dealing with something which is fully cooked. And you want to keep it warm, or warm it and put it by next to the stove. So then he's saying, we're not worried. There's no gezer Shem Yechateh, and there's no Issa Bishul. Mishnah Berurah gives Sifkot and Tezayin, Kedera. You can put a pot next to the kiva on the outside. Hainu gam kein afilu nesbasa shlish. Even if it wasn't cooked a third, the kiva de enu el samech lami b'chut, since it's just placing it outside, lo chomer haikir migrufa ketumah hanal, it's not more strict than a pot that was gar for katam. The mutter shom lahash hoy is a feeling of spashuk te shishkanal, that you're allowed to leave it there, even if it wasn't cooked a third, like we said before. If it's on Shabbos, it has to be fully cooked to put it next to the stove. If it's Erev Shabbos, it could be less than Michael ben Nusoy, I don't care. If you put it there before Shabbos, we don't care how cooked it is, you could put it next to the pot on the outside. Because it's not any worse than Grufa Ketumah. Grufa Ketumah, you could put it. So here too, when it's outside and sitting next to it, that's not a problem. Again, on Shabbos, you couldn't do it. But Erev Shabbos, you could. Sifko and Yuzayim B'Samach Chutzalah. If it's near this kira on the outside, Hainu Afilu Ma'yatzaledes Makamu, even though it's hot to the touch, it's Yatzaledes right next to the kira. Sifko and Yuzayim Mutter L'Hashos Oleha. You're allowed to leave a pot to cook from Friday to Friday night if the fuel inside the kira is straw or stubble. For Adin Besoch, you can even leave it inside the kira. The kira in the kegrufa dami, because it's basically the same as being shoveled out. Umi bod yom who knows nasoch, and you put the pot there before Shabbos starts. Mali tocho, mali agaba, who cares if it's inside or on top? Even though you never remove the fuel, there's no concern of stoking the coals. Because the flame is out, the coals, there's no coals. There's nothing there for you to stoke. And that's why this is okay.
If you have two stoves side by side, and one is gar for katan and one is not, you're allowed to do shahiyah on the one that had the coals removed or covered with ash, even though its neighbor is adding heat. Afal pisha moisef hevel perish, meaning bekir hagufa, the stove with the burning embers is heating the neighbor stove that's empty of any coals. V'havamina, I would think, v'havikene grufa, so we should treat it as if you didn't take out the coals. Kamash malon lo min hachi, so the chiddush is, we don't say that. V'afila b'shabes, mutl hachsele, therefore not only can you do shahiyah, you can also return a pot to the stove that has no coals in it, even though it is being warmed to some degree by the neighboring stove that does have the coals burning in it.